So soon was she along as he was down, each leaning on their elbows and their hips. Now doth she stroke his cheek, now doth he frown, and gins to chide. But soon she stops his lips, and kissing speaks with lustful language broken, "If thou wilt chide, thy lips shall never open." He burns with bashful shame. She with her tears doth quench the maiden burning of his cheeks. Then with her windy sighs and golden hairs, to fan and blow them dry again she seeks. He saith she is immodest, blames her miss. What follows more, she murders with a kiss. Even as an empty eagle, sharp by fast, tires with her beak on feathers, flesh and bone, shaking her wings, devouring all in haste, till either gorge be stuffed or prey be gone, even so she kissed his brow, his cheek, his chin, and where she ends, she doth anew begin. Forced to content, but never to obey, panting he lies, and breatheth in her face. She feedeth on the steam as on a prey, and calls it heavenly moisture, air of grace. Wishing her cheeks were gardens full of flowers, so they were dewed with such distilling showers.